the BSU women's hockey coach joining us right now, Jim Scanlon. Jim, almost a little bit of deja vu there late in that game. I turned to Jessica Havel and I said, this better not end like Saturday. Were you thinking the same thing?
No.
Good.
But in honor of Yogi Berra, it was deja vu all over again.
It pretty much was.
No, yeah. I told the team after the game, I said, you look up at the scoreboard after the game, the shots are 33-12. We were the better team tonight all night long, no question. We gave them very, very few high-quality chances, if any, if you look in the grade A's. I thought we did a great job puck possessing. We were getting pucks to the net. But I talked about how important it is to get that separation, to go from 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't do it. And you know, we certainly had chances again on the power play, but you know, certainly the efforts there, Kelly, and I just really like a lot of things I'm seeing. I thought some individual players had outstanding games and nothing to really show for it, but I thought Emily Berglund with Emma Terrace and Alex Bond had a great night. I mean, they just, every time they were on the ice, or they were keeping the puck in the offensive zone, creating chances. I thought Missy Hunt had a really strong night. And certainly the people that we expect to play well played well, you know, and that's the bottom line is we came on the road and won a game.
Well, you mentioned Alex Bond's line, and when she dangled the puck down here on my end of the ice, I thought for sure that one was going in. She had such a beautiful play just all by herself there. But, again, you know, those kind of plays are going to end up in the goal at some point if they keep doing what they're doing.
Well, that was the message. You know, don't get frustrated. Just keep playing the game. Keep playing the way we're playing. Those things will start going our way. And but again, you know, you saw that first period in particular. It was a 5-on-5, but it looked like a power play. We possessed the puck for almost 2 solid minutes, when that puck was finally frozen by their goalie, all five of the Vermont players put their hands on their knees, were bent over. I mean, that was just a quality shift, but. You know, nothing to show for it, but that certainly helps as the game goes on if we can keep doing that.
I made the comment that Emma Terrace gets her first goal of the season in front of her parents. I don't know how many parents made the trip out to Vermont, but it was awfully nice to see her get that goal.
Yeah, that was a bomb. You know, I told her in practice, I said, you got a cannon. And she got it off. It was a great one time and obviously a big goal. And when you score, you know, on the road first, that really helps.
You don't see a defenseman score from between the two dots. Usually when I talk to Madison Hutchinson, she's striking from the blue line. She got a really nice setup there. Of course, Moore and Wyvoda out there with her. But nice to see your defenseman playing up so tight, up close to the net, too.
Well, we certainly talk about something that we want to bring that to our game is to get our deactivated. And I told Amber at the time, I said, that was a big goal because we'd had so many chances to make it 2-0, and we were missing the net. I don't know if you remember, Tugi had a great chance in the slot. She fired it wide. Steph had a chance, fired it wide. And finally, you know, we hit the net, and it goes in. And that was another message was hey, let's make her make a save. You know, let's not help her. Let's make her make a save. But that, you know, obviously turned out to be the game-winning goal. It was a very instinctive play by Hutch to step in there, and then she finished.
You mentioned your team's special teams. You guys had four great opportunities, scored one power play, and then held off their penalty kill. But what I was talking about was how disciplined your team was to stay out of the penalty box tonight.
Yeah, you know, one of the keys I thought coming into the game was to be disciplined, and I thought we did a real nice job of that.
Brittany Moat didn't see a whole lot of shots on net. Kind of would like to get her a few more shots just to keep her warm back there. But as a former goalie, how hard is it to play in a game where you're not getting a lot of shots?
Well, you just got to stay sharp mentally, and you know, certainly Britt's played enough goal in her career to be able to handle that situation. But you know, you just got to do a lot of talking. I think handling the puck really helps, and you know, she's really improved that part of her game. So you know, it was not a busy night, but certainly she made saves that we needed when she had to.
I'm sure Vermont fans were really hoping that this would be the game that they would win, only based on the fact that we had such a long trip. And that mindset is pretty much null and void now because obviously your team's had a good night's sleep. They come back here with another good night's sleep. What's the game plan for tomorrow?
More of the same, Kelly. I think we put ourselves in an opportunity to take two, and I said you can't do that unless you win Friday night. So, you know, we got a great opportunity, and you know, I just want to see more of the same. And you know, if we could finish a few more times, that'd be great. But as long as we have one more than the other team at the end of the night, then we'll take it.
Nice win tonight, Coach. Congrats.
Thanks,
on the
Kelly.
Road
appreciate
trip.
It.
Again, a big road win for the Beavers, coming off of a very long adventure here. But nonetheless, they played their game, and we will finish up our post-game show here. BSU winners tonight by a score of 2-1.